I left feeling powerful, potent, and incredibly alive. I felt like I owned the city. Nothing and no one could get in my way. Number one,
there you go.
He's very handsome. Number two, he's not wearing a wedding ring. Number three, he knows I carry a personal supply of ultra-textured Trojans with a reservoir tip.
Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
Later that night, Skipper Johnston met me for coffee and confessed a shocking intimate secret.
Thank you.
Do you know that it has been like a year?
Really? I don't understand that. You're such a nice guy.
That's the problem. You know, I'm too nice, you know? I'm a romantic. I just have so much feeling.
Are you sure you're not gay?
No. You know, I'm sensitive. And I don't objectify women. You know, most guys, when they meet a girl, the first thing that they see is, you know...
Pussy?
Oh, God! Oh. I hate that word. Don't you have any friends that you can hook me up with?
No. I'm too old for you.
I like older women.
Maybe. Maybe my friend Miranda.
When?
Tomorrow night. We're all going downtown to this club, Chaos.
Great. Don't tell her I'm nice.
Miranda was going to hate Skipper. She'd think he was mocking her with his sweet nature and decide he was an asshole. The way she had decided all men were assholes. Hello?
Hey, Carrie, it's Charlotte.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey. Look, I can't meet you guys for dinner tomorrow night because I have an amazing date.
With who?
Capote Duncan. He's supposedly some big shot in the publishing world. Do you know him?
Did I know him? He was one of the city's most notoriously ungettable bachelors.
Wait. Don't even answer that question because, frankly, I don't care. And another thing, I'm not buying into any of that women having sex like men crap.
I didn't want to tell her about my afternoon of cheap and easy sex and how good it felt. All right, fine. Listen, have a good time and promise to tell me everything.
Well, if you're lucky. Bye.
All right, bye.